Rosh Hashanah will be learning Masechet Shabbos, as you know, this month. It's a Masechet that is quite challenging, and it's somewhat difficult to go blot by blot within this Masechet. Yeshiva is starting with the Mishnah of Avos Malachos, and we'll be spending some time by way of Hakdama, going through the various Hagaros of Malachos and Avos and Toldos, and other concepts of Shabbos, but certainly we'll have Mar Makomos and ample time as well to be able to prepare them adequately for the Shir itself. If any of you need chavrusas, please come over and let me know. And certainly for new Talmidim, please introduce yourselves. Bezras Hashem, there should be a year of hatzlach and growth and limud haTorah and avas Torah and yiras shamayim. Please write down your names on this list and make a note, in fact, if you need a chavrus as well. The Mishnah tells us in Chagiga and Daf Yud that Hilchos Shabbos are hararim hatluyim besar. It's like a mountain which is suspended by a thin hair. Mikra muat. Vahalachos merubos. Very little is mentioned in Chumash, which is explicit, and nonetheless, there are so many halachos that govern on the entire basis of Melechet Shabbos. In terms of that mikra muat, of course, we know in Aseres Hadibros, both in Shmos Perachah, Parshis Yisro, as well as in Parshis V'Yeschanan, the Torah underscores Shmiras Shabbos, and there it tells us that there is an Isser Lav in reference to Melechah. That's the Isser Daraisa of Losasa Chomelach. In addition to the Isser Lav, the Torah also underscores the Onesh for Chilul Shabbos as well. That you find in Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yedalet. There the Torah tells us, Ushmartim es haShabbos ki kodesh ilochem, michaleha mos yumas. And the Pasuk continues and tells us, V'nichrasa hanefesh shahimi keravameha. So therefore there is a Chiyuk Kares, Mechalem Mos Yumas tells us that there is an Isser Skila as well for Chilul Shabbos. And the Torah repeats this also in Parshas Vayakel, in Perek Lamed Hei, in Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us, Kola Osebo Malacha Yumas. So the Torah, of course, stresses refraining from Malacha, the Onesh for Chilul Shabbos as well. In addition to the Isser Lo Saseh, the Torah also tells us that there is a Mitzvah Saseh which is involved in Shmirah Shabbos. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perach of Gimel, Pasuk Yebeis, Uvyom Hashvi Shabbosom. And we'll have to be magdir this special Isser of Shabbosom above and beyond the Isser Lav of Malach. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, also found in Perach of Gimel, the concept of Shabbosom, that Shabbos Yantif is considered to be not only a lav, but also is considered to be an essay as well. An essay of Tishbos, an essay of Shabbosim. This is explicit in the Sugya in Shabbos and Av Chof Dalet Amud Beis. There the Mishnah tells us, as you know, that Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yantif. If you have Shemen, and there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, for example, it's Truma Temeya. Even though there's a mitzvah Daraisa to engage in Sreifa, one is not allowed to do so on Yantiv. The Gemara explains, Ein Sarfin Kodshim B'Yantiv. And the Gemara immediately asks, why should that be true? Isn't Sreifas Kodshim considered to be a mitzvah daraisa? So Ravashi answers that no, that Yantiv is an essay velosasei, ve'ein essay docholosasei ve'essay. Meleches Yantif is alive in the Nasei, and therefore you cannot argue that the mitzvah Be'esh Tisrofo will be dosa in Isser Malacha, because after all, Meleches Yantif is alive and the Nasei. That's the first place. The Gemara spells out Shabbos Dav Chof Dal Mabeis, Chilul Yantif, alive and the Nasei. And similarly, the Gemara writes the same thing is true in Beit Sandav Chesim Mabeis. We know a person is allowed to do Shechita on Yantif. Shechita is considered to be part of Meleches Ocho Nefesh. At times, a person after Shechit is obligated in Kisui Hadam. In the opening Mishnah Maseches Beitza tells us that you have to prepare Afar Mibod Yom in order to use for the purpose of Kisui Hadam. What happens if a person fails to do so? And all he has is a clump of earth. Is he allowed to involve himself in Kotesh, a told of Tochen, grinding up, chopping up that dirt in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisui Adam? Can you apply the principle of Esed Ocholos Hasei? So the Gemara Beitza Chesem Beis points out that you can't for two reasons. One is a concept we've dealt with at length in the past, and that's the concept of Be'idna. The only time you assume Esed Ocholos Hasei is that the moment that you violate the law of your Mekayim Desei, to violate an Isser now, and afterwards do a mitzvah, that's mitzvah Babi Avera. There's not Esed Ocholos Hasei. So therefore you certainly cannot prepare the dirt al yedei melacha now in order to subsequently do kisi hadam. And then the Gemara adds, and even if somehow you do it simultaneously, you'll take the clump of dirt, put it directly on the dam, and as you break it down into smaller particles, the mitzvah of kisui is being fulfilled. The Gemara says still it doesn't work because yantiv is a lav and an essay, and ein essay dochalos essay ve essay. Both of those sugyas, in Shabbos Nav Chav Dalet and Beitz and Dav Ches, the context is yantiv. But if you look in the sugya in Bava Metzia, and Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, there the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vayikra Perek Yates, Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro Beshavso Sai Tishmoru, that one is obligated to observe Shabbos under all circumstances, even if a parent Rachman Lutzlan would provoke you to do otherwise. Nonetheless, Acheshavso Sai Tishmoru. In the Shaklevitari of that Gemara, the Gemara questions why is it necessary to have a pasuk at all? After all, Shabbos is a losa sevese. That's the only place that you find in Shas where the Gemara writes, not regarding Yantav, but even regarding Melech Shabbos, it is a lav and an essay. After all, in Parshas Emor, for example, when the Torah mentions the concept of Shabbosa, the context is Rosh Hashanah. But yet, the Gemara tells us, even Shabbos is considered to be a lav and an essay. There's a very difficult comment the Maram has. It's found in the bottom of the Marasha, Maram in Lublin, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis, where Maram suggests that Chilul Yantif is a lav and an essay. Shabbos is only a lav, but not an essay. Poshim Shad, it's against that sugi and Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Beis. Most sugis are dealing with Yantif, but that the Gemara mentions that Shabbos is also a lav and an essay as well. This is how the Rambam begins Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam tells us, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shvisa b'shvi mimolacha, mitzvah sasei. Being shoves mimolacha on Shabbos, that is a mitzvah sasei. Shenemar uviyom hashvi tishbos. And the Rambam writes, V'chol osa b'molacha, not only do you violate the law, but also bitel mitzvah sasei. Boshev Shab, the Rambam Shita, the mitzvah of Shabboson has two halves to it. On the one half, it is an iser, your mavat lemitzvah sasei by doing malacha, as the Gemara writes, ein esei docholos sasei v'esei, and the Rambam writes, if a person is shoves b'shvi kedas, in such a case, that is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Shabboson as well. And this is what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos. It's found in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Dalet. Aside from the Isser Lav of Malacha, there also is a Mitzvah Sasei Shenishbos B'Shabbos based on the Pasuk of Uviyom Hashvi Tishbos. There is a Chiddush that Tosfos writes. The Tosfos is found later in Shabbos on Daf Samach Tesamad Aleph. Tosfos also comments that Shabbos is a Lav and an Essay. And what is the makar for this say? So we saw the Rambam writes, so v'yom hashvi tishbos. Tosus adds one additional line. Tosus says there's a further essay. Uksiv nami, the Torah also says in Shmos Perak Lamed Aleph, Ushmartem es haShabbos. What we just read in Parshas Kisisa, Ushmartem es haShabbos. So whereas the Rambam stresses the pasuk of v'yom hashvi tishbos, Tosus says there's an additional makar, Ushmartem es haShabbos. The reason this is considered to be a chiddush is that really the case? When the Torah tells us shmartem, or the Torah tells shamar, is that an essay? Or is that a los essay? Tosus is proving that Shabbos is also an essay based on the pasuk of ushmartem es haShabbos. The reason this is a chiddush is Poshev Shabbos is against the Shita Saramban. You're all familiar with the Gemara in Brachos and Avchav. It tells us that Nashim Chayavos v'Kiddush Hayom. Women are obligated in Kiddush and Shabbos. The Sugin Brachos Dav Chaf Mud Beis, Shvuas and Dav Chaf Mud Beis, that's the Droshas Chazal, the Shomer B'Zachar, V'Dibur Echad Nemra. Women are obligated in Shmira Shabbos, Shomer Shema Shabbos L'Kavshal. Women are obligated also in the Mitzvah of Zachar. They're obligated in the Mitzvah Darais of Kiddush, the Rambam writes, Havdalah as well. Good? The Ramban writes in that pasuk, in Aseres HaDibro, Shmos, Perichav, in pasuk Ches, Shomer is lo sasei. After all, the Ramban writes that Kol Mokom Shenemar, He Shomer Pen Ve'al, Eino Ella lo sasei. Whenever the Torah tells us either lo, or He Shomer, or Pen, or Al, the Ramban writes, that's a lo sasei, that is not considered to be an essay as well. And therefore, when the Torah tells us Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kasho, that's not an essay. That rather is considered to be in Isser Lav, in Isser Lo Sasei. Poshav Shab, that's against the application of Tosus, where Tosus demonstrates that Shabbos is an essay, not only a Lav, not only from the Pasuk of V'yom HaShvi Tishbos, but also based on the Pasuk of Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. Good? So that Pasuk, is that an Isser Lav, or is that considered to be an essay? Machlokas the Tosus and the Ramban. But one could raise the following difficulty. According to the Ramban, you understand that Gemara, Brachos Nefchav, and Shuas Nefchav very well. The starting point of the Gemara is that, look, women are obviously obligated in Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kasho. And since Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibrei Echad Nemru, Kosheishna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zachira. According to the Ramban, you understand, Shomer is a Lav. Of course, women are obligated in all Lavim, with few exceptions. They're obligated in Shmir Shabbos. They're obligated in the Mitzvah Saseh of Zachira Shabbos as well. But according to Tosos, how do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kasho? After all, it's not an Isser Lav. Tosus writes that's an essay. Maybe one could argue that that is an example of a mitzvah shazman grama in Nashim Peturos. How do you know that women are obligated in Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kasho? That you can go the next step and argue that kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira. According to Ramban, it's obvious because Shomer is Elos HaSeh. But what about according to Tosus that this is considered to be an essay? How do you understand that? This is critically important for the following issue. What is the relationship between the Los Essay and the essay? Even if you assume that there is an essay of Malacha on Shabbos, Tishbos, Shabbosom, Ushmartim Es HaShabbos, what is the link between the Lav of Los Asach HaMalacha and the essay on Shabbos? That's a further machlokas Rishonim as well. Tosus writes a very great Kiddush. The Tosus is found in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosus is bothered by the Gemara we just mentioned. The Gemara tells us that Ein Sar from Kachim Yantiv. Sreifas Kachim is impossible on Yantiv because Ein Esei Dochalos, Esei Vesei. The mitzvah of Sreifas Kachim cannot be Dochid this Rilav and Esei of Malacha and Shabbos of Malacha and Yantiv. So Tosus is bothered by the following. Malach an Yantif, the Gemara tells us, a Lav and an essay. What is the obligation of women in the Lav and the essay? So Tosus writes a very great Kiddush. Women are obligated in the Lav of Yantif, that's clear. Of course that's the case. But Tosus writes that women are exempt from the essay. Women are exempt from Shabbosa. That's a regular case of a mitzvah seisha, a zman grama. So Tosus raises then the following kasha. All of those cases where the Gemara says that on Yantif you can't assume Esei Docholos Esei, because Ein Esei Docholos Esei Vesei, the case of Kisi Hadam, or the case of Sreifas Kachim. That's understandable if you're talking about a man who's engaging in this process, where Chil Yantif would be allowed in an Esei. But if it's a woman who's doing so, she's obligated in the Lav, but she's exempt from the essay. Why not argue Essay do Chalos Essay? That's Tosus's Kasha. Kedushin Daf Lamed Adam Aleph. It's critically important for us because we'll discuss what is the relationship between the Lav and the essay of Malach on Shabbos. But you see, Tosus goes as far as to assume that it's possible for one to be obligated in the Lav, but yet exempt from the essay, and that's Tosus's kasha. Why not assume on Yantiv essay docholos essay? Tosus writes a fascinating teretz. You're right. Women are obligated in the lav of Malachas Yantiv. They're exempt from the essay. However, Tosus uses the phrase halav olim. But the fact that there is an essay regarding chilu Yantiv, regarding chilu Shabbos, that strengthens the lav to the extent that it's not nitan lidachos, it doesn't budge. That's the chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person has a lav which is very chomor, a lav sheyes bo kares. The Gemara suggests nivamas, you don't say essay dochalos essay. The lav is considered to be so paramount, the essay cannot be doche the lav. Tosus writes the following chiddush. Meleches yantif is a lav than essay, and therefore it is not nitan lidachia, even for a woman who's exempt from the essay. That's Tosus Hashita. Kedushin Lamed Aleph, women are obligated in the Lav, they're exempt from the essay, right, of Malach. And this is against the Kiddush of the Ran. The Ran writes in that very sugya, in Kedushin of Lama Dalet, that this is absolutely not the case at all. It's true. Malachan Shabbos and Malachan Yantif is a lav and an essay. But do you have a right to view them so independently as to have a case where one is obligated in the lav and exempt from the essay? Certainly not true, the Ran writes, no? The Ran writes that whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay. If you have an independent mitzvah essay, then you can argue this is a mitzvah shazman grama and not shimturos. But if the entire purpose of the essay, like the essay de Shabbosom, is ba lechazek alav, it's coming to secure, to bolster, to fortify this or lav, whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. And therefore, Tosus's whole assumption is incorrect, the Ran writes. Women are obligated in the lav of Malachan Shabbos Yontif, and therefore women necessarily are obligated in the essay, and therefore, of course, Einasei Nochalos essay, both for men and for women alike. An important chiddush, Machlokas Tosus Naran, whether women are obligated in the essay of Malachan when it comes to Shabbos and it comes to Yontif. Good? It's a critical machlokas. Poshav Shat, the kash that we just raised, that Tosus and Shabbos, Samatesam Ralik, Tosus writes that Ushmartim es Shabbos is an essay. If that really is true, Ushmartim es Shabbos is an essay, because Shmira is essay, not like the Ramban Shita. How does the Gemara know in Brachos and Dafaf and Shavuos and Dafaf that women are obligated in Shamras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, that the Gemara can go the next step and say Kol Sheisha B'Shmira Yeshna B'Zechira, Pashav Shat, that this Chiddush HaTos HaShabbos Samates is like the Shitas Haran against the Shita Tosus in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Aleph? The Ran argues that when it comes to Shmir Shabbos, when it comes to Shmir Yantiv, whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in an essay as well, and therefore everyone agrees. Shmir Yom Shabbos the Kadsho is a reference to Malacha. Women are included in that pasuk. According to Ramban, because it's Nisr Lav, according to the view of Tosis, it's an essay, but you must couple that with the Chiddush then of the Ran, that whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay of Malacha. And now you can argue Kol Sheishno Mishmira Yeishno Bezechira. So the Ran tells you a fascinating chiddush. When you have an Isilos essay and an essay that are coming to underscore the same chiyu, the same mitzvah, ask yourself the following question. Who is obligated in the lav? The lav will be the koveya. The essay is a function of the lav. Whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay, and therefore women are obligated in the essay, the Shabbosam, the essay of Tishbos, the essay of Ushmartim es HaShabbos. That's the chiddush of the Ran Shita in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Aleph. What's fascinating is the following. If you look in that very daf, Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ramban asks another kasha, which seems to link to this issue. When that sugya in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph continues, it tells us that good women are exempt from mitzvah shehazman grama, but nashim are mechuyavos in mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. What are examples of a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama? You could give many, many such examples. Good, but that sugya in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph suggests three illustrations of the obligation of women in mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. The Gemara mentions all from Parshas Kiseisen. One is Asiyas Makal Gagecha, the other is Shiluach HaKan, and Hashavas Aveda. Those are all examples of a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. Women are included in Makke, included in Shiluach HaKan, included in Hashavas Aveda. Seems like a simple statement to the Gemara. The Ramban is bothered by the following kasha. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that Nashma Mechayavos, in all three of those cases? And that's a model that Nashar Mechuyavos no mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama. The Ramban writes in each one of those cases, in Asiyas Makeh, in Shiluach HaKan, in Hashavas Aveda, there's Nisr Lo Sasei. So of course Nashar Mechuyavos. Women are obligated in almost all of them. So how can you use those cases of illustrations that women are obligated in the essay? Maybe you'll argue that's not true. Women are exempt from the essay. But the reason they have to engage in Shiluach HaKan or Makar Shavas Aved is because there's Nisr Lav, Lo Sikach HaEim, Lo Sasim Damim, Lo Sucha Lihisalem, In all three of those cases, Nisr Lav. So how do Chazal know that women are obligated in the essay? Maybe I'll argue that no. The reason they have to engage in all those mitzvahs is purely a result of the Lav. So the Ramban writes the following Kiddush, that no, you can't separate the Lav from the essay. However, the Ramban flips another direction. The Ramban writes the following Kiddush. The koveya is the essay. The essay. If women would be exempt from the essay of Makir, Shiloh, Hakan, or Shavas Aveda, they would be exempt from the love. That's the Chiddush the Ramban writes. So the fact that they're obligated to perform these mitzvahs is an indicator that they are obligated in the essay. That's the Chiddush, no? The Ramban's kasha, maybe their chiv is only as a result of the law? The answer is no. If they would be exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the law. So therefore, this is a rayu muchachas that nashim muchiyavos in the essay of makash lo chakan and hashavas aveda. No? Both the Ram and the Ramban agree that you don't separate the essay from the law, but they seem to pitch in very different directions. No? The Ram writes the Chiddush that the koveh is the lav. Since women are obligated in the lav of melacha, they're obligated in any essay of melacha Shabbos, melacha Yontiv. The Ramban writes that since women are obligated in the essay, therefore they're obligated in the lav. But what is the starting point? Is it a chiyuv in the lav or is it a chiyuv in the essay? Is the essay a function of lav or is lav a function of the essay? Is this a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban? So Pashut Pshat, one could argue as follows. Perhaps it's not a machlokas at all. It's the same exact Yiddish. The essay and the lav must go hand in hand. You don't separate each one. But when do you determine that the essay is the ikar? When do you determine that the lav is the koveya? What's the answer? Pasha Pshat the following. What is it that the Torah demands? What is the kepedas haTorah? Is the Torah insisting on a maisa hamitzvah bekum v'essay? Or is the Torah insisting on an iser which is the Shev Al Tasa? That Pasha Pshat is the Chiddush. No? When it comes, for example, to Melecha Shabbos, there the Torah is insisting on refraining from Melecha. Shev Al Tasa. If the Torah insists on Shev Al Tasa to refrain from, well then obviously, the love is the Ikar. The purpose of the essay is exactly as the Ran writes, just simply Lechazek Alav. But in the cases of Makish, Shiloh, Hakana, Shabbos, Aveda, the Torah is telling you sit back and don't. No. There the Torah posits a Maisa HaMitzvah Bekum V'Essay. That's the Chiddush Ramban. When the Torah tells you that there's a Maisa HaMitzvah Bekum V'Essay, there the Iker is the Kiyum Essay. What's the purpose of the Iser? The Iser is Lechazek Alav. Take a Shabbos Aveda. This is one of the three examples. Where's the starting point? The starting point is that there's a mitzvah sashava. In order to see to it that the mitzvah sashava is fulfilled, the Torah says, lo sucha liyisalem. You see a chefetz, you can't ignore it. Would you argue the opposite is true? That the ikar halach is lo sucha liyisalem. And as a function of that issue, there's a mitzvah sashava. If the Torah is demanding a mitzvah sasei bekum v'esei, there the Ramban is very right. The essay is going to be the koveya. And the same is true when it comes to Makkah, the same is true when it comes to cases of Shiloh HaKan. Balshim Shat, this is not a machlokis, the Ran and the Ramban at all. They agree fully that you can't separate out, as Tosas writes, the lav from the essay. And whether, for example, you will argue that one is obligated or not will depend. If it's an essay, bekum v'essay, the essay is the koveya. If it is an iser, which is v'shev al tasa, then the lav will be the koveya. And of course, the Ramban will agree then to the Chiddush of the Ran. When it comes to Meleches Shabbos, when it comes to Meleches Yantiv, certainly there the lav is considered to be the koveya, and therefore, whoever is obligated in lav is obligated in the essay of Melech as well. Right? There are many such examples that one could argue. We've discussed in the past the Rambam's Chiddush at the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash Tes, that Achila Kodam HaTfila, eating before davening, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. That's what the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara Brachos and Dav Yirma Beis. The Rambam has a twofold chiddush. There's a mitzvah of tefillah, which is daraisa. That's how the Rambam begins, Paragala falachalafach is tefillah, mitzvah seydish spalah b'chayom, and the Rambam writes that the isra v'soch l'adam, there's an isra v'achila kodam ha-tefillah. Now the same lumdus would apply in that particular case. That now, if I were to ask you, which is the ikr, so to speak, and which is tefillah, what is the koveya? Well, obviously, you begin with a mitzvah tefillah, and then you can go on to discuss whether, in fact, I'm allowed to engage in malacha or engage in achila, kodam ha-tefillah. You wouldn't start with an iser and only secondarily come on to a kiyum essay. There are many such examples, but this is the chiddush again that Ramban and the Ran write. So halacha critically important. Now, nashim are mechuyavos in the lav and the essay. When it comes to Malachis Shabbos, when it comes to Malachis Yomtiv, let's first address that element of the essay. What is covered? What is included in this essay? Tishbos, Shmartim Es HaShabbos. What exactly is included in this essay? So we saw clearly, if a person violates Shabbos Yomtiv in terms of Malacha, so therefore clearly, Ein Essay Dochalos HaSeiv, say you violate the Lav and an essay as well. But to what cases do we apply the essay of Shabbos? Is it more encompassing than the Isra Lav? Is it limited to Isurei Malacha? This is where it's a fundamental machlokas rishon. The Gemara in Yevamos Navav Mebeis discusses what he just mentioned, the case of Eshabsosai Tishmar. Let's assume, for example, a parent tells you, Rav Manlo Santi Machalo Shabbos. So perhaps you would think that one should listen, thereby fulfilling a mitzvah of Kibra Bein. The Torah tells us now, Eshavsosai Tishmoru, one certainly does not do so. Beyikra Yotes. The Gemara is bothered by the fowl. And what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that you would really assume, listen to your parent to be Machal Shabbos. On what basis? What Esi Do Chalosa say? Shabbos, we just mentioned, is an Isra Lav, Sheish Bokare, Skila. The Gemara writes explicitly, Vamos Davav, you don't assume Esei Do Chalos HaSei when it comes to an Isra Kareis, when it comes to an Isra Skila. So why is a Pasuk even necessary? The Gemara says you're right. If a parent would tell you not to violate one of the Malachos of Shabbos, you don't need a Pasuk for that. But there are many Isurei Shabbos that don't necessarily entail an Isur Kares or an Isur Skila. That applies to Lamites Malachos. But there are many other Isurei Shabbos where there are Isurim, but it doesn't have the same Chomer Isur, Mechamer, Shvisas Kelim according to Beis Shammai, Shvisas Behemto, Tchumim. There are many restrictions of Shabbos that are not Isurei Malacha. But we'll have to discuss in going through all of these sugyas. What is an Isra Malacha? What is not? You can have Isra Daraisa, that which is an Isra Malacha, that which is not. The Gemara mentions Machamer. In a case of Machamer, it's an Isra, it's an Isra Daraisa, but it's not a Malacha, and therefore there's no Kares, there's no Skila. So therefore, if a parent insists that you engage in Machamer, maybe one would have thought, Esed Ochalos HaSei. That's the Pasuk of Eshav Shosai Tishmur. That's the Gemara. Tosus is bothered by the following kasha. You're right. When it comes to Mechamer, please give Rabbi Einsteiner your attention.
You can hardly call us an organization. We're a number of individuals for many, many years have been distributing money to Eretz Yisrael to poverty-stricken families for Purim and for Yom Naroi. Poverty-stricken families means they're penurious. They have nothing. Some of them have literally little more than nothing. And it's for Hatzos Yom Tov. The reason I'm involved in the tzedakah and come to Yitzhakonu is because it's an honest tzedakah. The needs of the families are verified. It's accountable. As their needs vary, so does the stipend we give them varies. We give larger amounts to larger families and smaller amounts to smaller families. And as important, perhaps even more important, is that there's no overhead. Not one single cent overhead. every single cent that you give goes to its destination. Nothing is lost. Any cost incurred in getting the money there is borne by us. It does not come off the stopper. Every single cent goes. You know, if we try to give them as close as we can to $150 or $100 a family, and you multiply it by 450 families, that's a lot of money. Most of the money comes from Yitzchak Chanan's alumni, especially the alumni. Some of them save up larger amounts for this because they know it's honest and it really goes to where it's intended to go. You know, before Rosh Hashanah, everyone wants to give tzedakah. But you always have the lurking suspicion, does it really go to people who need it? And if it does go, what percentage of it goes? Here I vouch for the fact they really need it, they're really poor, and every single cent goes. Herschel Schachter is a personal friend of mine. He calls me up a couple of days before Sukkot. Any commitment made to him by that time will honor, will lay out the money now to swell. So if you know family, friends would like to give them this kind of a tzedakah, so you get in touch, either Rabbi Sachs or Rabbi Schachter, and he'll get to me. For tax purposes, they can make out a check to Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund, and we'll convert it. Gentlemen, available.
Mentions Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Aleph that a pasuk of Eshav Sosei Tishmor was necessary regarding Mechamen. That even in such a case, we don't assume the possibility of Esed Ochel Ososei. When it comes to Melech Shabbos, there should be no Havamina. That's Alav Sheish Bokares, Alav Sheish Boskilas. Tosos is bothered by the following issue. We just discussed that Shabbos is not only a love, but it's also and a saying. And it's obvious that Mechamer, there is no Isser Kares, there is no Isser Skila, but still, there's a lav and an essay. And therefore, once again, shouldn't you argue that Ein Essay Do Chalos Essay V'Essay, and therefore no Pasuk is necessary? Just like on Yantiv, Ein Essay Do Chalos Essay V'Essay, the same thing should be true when it comes to Mechamer as well. That's Tosus Kasha. What do you see according to Tosus Achidish? That the essay of Shabbos and Yantiv applies even to Mechamer. Why is that a Chiddush? Mechamer is not one Lamatas Malachos. But nonetheless, Tosus assumes that the case of Mechamer also is included in the Essay de Shabbosah. And this is what the Rashba disagrees with. The Rashba in that Sugya, Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, writes that's not true. Of course there's an essay, but the essay applies to Melechah Shabbos. If a person will violate a Melacha, it's a lav and an essay on Shabbos and Yantiv. But if you're dealing with, for example, of Isser Mechamer, which is not a malacha at all, so therefore there is no essay to Shabbos as well, and you would assume Esi dechalosa say. If not for the pasuk of eshav sosai tishmor. It's important machlokas between the Rashi and Tosfos. Whether the essay de Shabbason is limited to malacha, or whether it's more encompassing. Isurei Shabbos, even if they are not isurei malacha, nonetheless they are still bound by the essay de Shabbason. In Chaschinach, for example, in Mitzvah Chav Dalid, raise the following issue. We'll have to discuss whether tchumim is daraisa, tchum is derabanan. Let's assume tchum is a din daraisa. There's no kares though. There's no skila. If a person goes chutz l'tchum, it's an iser, but there is no such onesh. And Chaschinach raises the issue: would tchumim be included in the essay de Shabbason? And Chaschinach writes an interesting chiddush that this is dependent on the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba. If you assume like Shitas HaTosfos, just as there's an essay de Shabbason in the Isra of Mechamer, the same thing applies when it comes to Tchumim. If you assume as the Rashba, it only applies to Yisuri Malacha, that would not be the case. One perhaps will have to learn a little bit more about Mechamer and Tchumim. Perhaps one could distinguish between the two. But that's the Arav bin Chaschinach. Tchumim and Mechamer are linked in the sense that they're Yisurei Shabbos, but they're not Meleche Shabbos. In such a case, that's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba. We've discussed in earlier shiurim, we'll get to the sugyas later, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel, Mimsochem, Daf Hei Amud Beis, that maybe that will be dependent on another issue. Lo Sevaru Eish. If a person sets a fire on Shabbos, is that an Isser Malacha, or is that just an Isser Lav? Poshav Shat Rabbeinu Chananel, one of the nafkaminos will be the Essay de Shabbason. Rabbeinu Chananel liked the chiddush of Rashba, and that is that the essay de Shabbason only applies to Yisurei Malacha. Good? So you have chiddush number one. The Rashba, that there is a lav, there is an essay, but the essay only applies to Yisurei Malacha. The chiddush of Tosfos, that no, it applies to Yisurei Shabbos, even non-Malacha, such as Mechamer, the possibility of Ben Chaschinach, even when it comes to Tchumim. Then you have even a further chiddush. And that is the Ramban in Parshas Emor. The Ramban is found in Perach of Gimel, Pasuk of Dalet, on the Pasuk of Shabbason, where the Ramban goes a step further. Shabbason is much broader than simply Isurei Malacha. Not only would it apply perhaps to cases such as Mechamer, maybe it could apply to other areas of Shabbos that don't even entail a specific Isser at all. And that's where the Ramban writes his beautiful chiddush. Let's say a person is a great lamed. Good, he knows how to avoid violating olam etes malachos. Everything he does, he'll do klachar yad, he'll do al yedei nachri. And technically speaking, he'll never violate a malacha. Do you mean to say that person midarais is in fact shomer Shabbos? That's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban says a person who is mefana chafetzim yizavis lezavis. You decide on Shabbos to rearrange all the furniture in your home. You didn't violate any Yisra Malacha. Do you mean to say that midarais, that's heter gamor? Any Yisra only is going to Yisra derabanan. So the Ramban writes his chiddush that's the essay de Shabbosah. The Torah goes out of its way and tells us that Shabbos Nyantis has to be a day of Shvisa to the extent that Tircha V'Omel is forbidden. Any strenuous activity, that which is going to detract from the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, that is forbidden based on the essay, even though technically speaking it's not a malacha. The Chiddush, the Ramban, if a person involves himself in Meleches Tircha, on Amelus V'Shabbos, that's an Issa Daraisa. It's not a malacha Daraisa, but it's an Issa Daraisa based on the Pasuk of Shabbosam. The Ramban's one example, Mefana Chafetzim. The Ramban gives another example, V'tia Chanuyos Psuchos. You mean to say you can run your business on Shabbos and Yantiv? Now the Mishnah tells us in Beis Nef, Amad Vav Amad Beis, doing business on Shabbos and Yantiv. It's Nisid Rabbanan, it's a Gzer Mishim Ksiva. You mean to say that Midaraisa, you can have a business day? It's only Mid Rabbanan because of a Gzera. No, the Ramban explains, if you make a Kinyan on Shabbos, that's in Gzerid Rabbanan. A business day that detracts from the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, that the Ramban writes, that's an Isser based on the Pasuk of Shabbason. This is what the Psalm Sofer emphasizes in the Tshuvas, in Choshen Mishpat, in Kuf Tzari Hei, that's an Isser Daraisa based on this Ramban. It's not just simply a Gzera of Mekoch HaMemkar. Chassam Sofer writes in Beit Sandaf and Vav Beis, the same thing is true of Schiras Polim. If I tell a guy to turn a light on for me, that's Amir Lenachri, that's a Shavuos. But if I will run my business Ayyidei Nachri on Shabbos and Yantiv, V'hu Omin Aleim, I'll supervise, but the guy will do the activities. Some self writes, that's a Isidaraisa. That's the Ramban. The Ramban writes that there's a concept of Shvisa Shabbos above and beyond Melechah Shabbos. So you start with the Shita of the Rashba that writes that Shabbosam is restricted to Melacha. You have Tosas, a Shita that's going to extend it to Mechamer. Mechamer is Nisidaraisa. It's just not a Melacha. And then you have the Ramban that broadens this out to any activity which is considered to be Melechah Tircha, or Shiesh Bo Omel B'Shabbos, a very great Kiddush. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis quotes this as a Margola Tavva, is a beautiful gem that we receive from the Kiddush of the Ramban. Right? This concept that Esed HaShabbason broadens out to be so encompassing. If you look in the Rambam, a little bit later in Hilcha Shabbos, Perech Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam began Perek Aleph Aleph telling that there is a mitzvah of Yom HaShvi Tishbos. That was Halacha Aleph. Then much later, the very first Halacha in Perek Chaf Aleph, the Rambam writes the following. Nemar B'Torah Tishbos. The Torah emphasizes the essay of Shabbos. And the Rambam continues, Afilu Midvarim She'enon Malacha. Even if something is not a Malach at all, Chayiv Lishbos Bahem. A person has to refrain from doing so on Shabbos. And then the Rambam continues, "V'dvarim harbehein sha'asru chachamim yishum shvus." And then the Rambam goes on to tell you, "Shvusim yisrei drabanan." So take a look in the Magid Mishnah, Perachavala Flachalav. Magid Mishnah has 2 days. What exactly is the Kavanas Rambam? The Rambam writes that Nemra b'Torah Tishbos, and Tishbos includes even Dvarim She'enon Melacha. What is the Rambam referring to? The first possibility in Magid Mishnah is like the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam is referring to Leches Tircha, Amel, doing something on Shabbos that's going to detract from the Kedushas Hayom. The Rambam stresses this later in Perek Chav Dalev Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam writes Shabbos has to be a time of Shvisa Nikeres. It has to be obvious that Shabbos is distinct from any other day of the week. If you will do something, the Rambam writes, that's an uvda dechol, it's not just simply not within the spirit of Shabbos. The Rambam writes, ubitel hatam akosu b'toro l'man yanuach. Midaraisa, one is not allowed to engage in such an activity. So the first day in Magid Mishnah is pshat in the Rambam, that Tishbos includes afilu dram she'ena melacha, is like the Ramban. And then the Magid Mishnah has a second possibility, even a greater Kiddush. But now look at the Hemshech HaRambam. V'dvarim harbehim shasru chacham yishum shvuz. The Ramban writes, maybe the Ram's telling you an incredible Kiddush. Shvusim, yisurei drabanan. The particular isur drabanan, the particular gzer drabanan, is obviously midrabanan. But yet, it's included in the general framework of Shabbosan. The Torah tells us that Shabbos has to be a unique day. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yisrei Malacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yisrei Shabbos that are not Malacha. And then the Torah tells us Tishbos and Masra Kosov Lechachamim. In order to be Magdir, to define what is or is not included in Shabbosan, in Tishbos, but the possibility of Magid Mishnah, a very great Kiddush, that even a Shvus, a Gzeirid Rabbanon, at times can be part of the broader issue of Tishbos or Shabbosan. First day in Magid Mishnah means, again, is the Ramban Shita. The second possibility is Masra Chosid L'Chachamim in reference to Isurei D'Rabbanan. A very great Kiddush. It's quite common when it comes, for example, to Inuyim on Yom Kippur, when it comes to Meleches Chol HaMoed, and a whole host of cases, that the Torah will tell us a concept, B'nisim es nafsho seichem, or an Isur Malach on Chol HaMoed, and Masra Kosov L'Chachamim to define. The Magid Mishnah writes that even Isurei D'Rabbanan at times can be included under, right, this halach of Nemar B'Torah Tishbos. A very great Kiddush. The Minchas Chinuch raises a fascinating suffix. This is found in Reish Tzadi Zayin. You mentioned earlier that Chiddush of the Ran, Kiddush Naflam Adalid. All things being equal, I would have said women are obligated in the love of Malachan, Shabbos, and Yantif, but their say is the mitzvah say Shazman Grama. And that was Shitas HaTosos, unbelievable. We don't assume that way. No, we assume that their sin and love go hand in hand, as we discussed, the Ram, the Ramban, which way do you flip? Is love the Koveya? Is their say the Koveya? But the two halachas go hand in hand. And the Chiddush that the Ran says, the very purpose of the essay is to bolster, to fortify the love. And therefore, whoever is obligated, the love is also obligated. The essay, women are obligated in the essay to Shabbos. Good? That was the Chiddush the Ran. And Chassinach raises the following subject, Reish Tani Zayin. Wait, now that we've seen all this, no? On one level, the essay to Shabbos applies to Malacha. Good. But the essay to Shabbosan is much more broad than Lamites Malachos. No? According to Tosus, it applies to Mechamer. According to Ramban, it applies to Meleches Tircha, Amel B'Shabbos. According to Mag Mishnah, Liba the Rambam, it can apply to Shvusim the Rabbanan. If the only reason women are obligated in the essay is because the purpose of the essay is to fortify the love, and therefore everything is nigreres achrei halav, and Chassinach raised the following suffix, does this only apply on the first tier to the shared issur between the essay and the love, or does this apply to every aspect of the essay? That's the suffix in Chassinach. No? The essay, the Shabbos, applies to Malacha, where the Gemara says ein essay dochalosa save essay. The Ran is explicit. That applies to men and women alike. But now that you're telling me that the essay has a life of its own above and beyond the love, can you argue that women are obligated in those aspects of the essay which is independent, which is not coming to fortify the love? That's the suffix that the Minchas Chinuch raises. Minchas Chinuch doesn't have a Raya Muchacha, but it's a fascinating issue. Do you ever have such a case? Can you point to a mitzvah, let's say, that has two halves to it? Part of it is a Zman Grama and part of it is not a Zman Grama. So what do you do? Do you argue that, look, you have to determine either yes or no? Or can you argue that no, part of the mitzvah yes, part of the mitzvah no? Nashim HaMuchliyavos in the essay to Shabbosan, to the extent that it corresponds to love when it comes to other cases, that would not be the instance. It's an interesting Kiddush. Ben Chassinov brings a raya. What could be Machil the raya? Ben Chassinov just brings the following raya. That the Gemara says that, look, that Shema B'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Nemer. Well, Kol She'eshem B'Shem Yeshem B'Zachira. The Sugya, as we mentioned, Brachos Davchav. Shavuos and Davchav. Who was ever obligated in the Lav is obligated in Kiddush. Ben Chassinov writes, again, not Muchach. Ben Chassinov just writes that, look, if you have two different psukim, but lahalacha b'dibur echad nemar, and that tells us koshieshna. So if you have not two different psukim, you have the very same pasuk, the very same word, tishbos shabbosam, that has many applications. Of course you should argue koshieshna. The Gemara is willing to apply koshieshna in two different parashios entirely. Whoever is included in Shamor and Veskanan is included in Zachar and Yisrael. So if it's Mamish B'Dibur Echad Nemru, meaning the same word has many implications, you would certainly say Kol Sheishno B'Zeh, Yeishno B'Zeh. So the Min Chaskinuch writes, the Maskana is very mistaber, the Raya is questionable. The Maskana is very mistaber, that women are obligated in all aspects of the essay, right? Not only in those cases that will in fact bolster the love. Min Chaskinuch adds one additional Ha'ar as well. Again, this is found, you'll take a look in Reish Tani Zayin. And Chassinach writes this. We mentioned the essay to Shabbosan applies both on Shabbos and on Yantif as well. And Chassinach is bothered, but if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch stresses the essay to Shabbosan, essay to Tishbos, in Reish Tzadi Zayin, that's this piece, when it comes to Yantif. And there, the Sefer HaChinuch goes out of his way and writes that Nashim Mechuyavos Be'esei D'Shvisas Yantif. What about the essay of Shabbos? Yeah, the Sefer Achinu discussed much earlier. Right? That's in Mitzvah Pehei. There the Sefer Achinu writes that there's an essay of Malacha on Shabbos as well. And there, the Sefer Achinuch does not write explicitly that Nashim Mechuyavos. The Sefer Achinuch only writes Nashim Chayavos Besei Deshvisa when it comes to Yantiv, and not when it comes to Shabbos. Why, in fact, should that be? Why is it more essential for the Sefer Achinuch to demonstrate this point when it comes to Yantiv, and not when it comes to Shabbos? That's the Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara. The Minchas Chinuch answers again with the following Chiddush. Obviously, women have to refrain from doing malacha. Malacha is allowed. L'may nafkamina, whether they're obligated in the essay as well. Well, if you argue the essay implies much, much more than the law, of course that's critical. Well, let's assume he argues the Rashba, that the essay is limited to malacha. So, of course, women have to refrain. What's the nafkamina mamish halacha lamaisa, whether it's a lav or a lav in an essay? What's the Gemara's nafkamina? The possibility of essay dochalos essay. That's only nafkamina when it comes to yamtiv. Because when it comes to Shabbos, of course you're not going to argue essay dochalos essay. Because when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is an iser kares, an iser skila, where of course ain't essay dochalos essay. So that's the chiddush the Minchas Chinuch writes. That it wasn't necessary for the Sefer Achinuch to stress that women are obligated in the essay when it comes to Shabbos. Because they have to refrain from doing malacha, there's no possibility of essay docholos essay. When it comes to yantif, there's a big nafkamina. If all it is a lav, essay docholos essay. If it's a lav and then essay, ain't essay docholos essay essay. That's why the Sefer Achinuch writes Nashim Chayavos when it comes to the essay of yantif, even though the Sefer Achinuch doesn't spell this out when it comes to Shabbos. This is all fine and good if you assume that that's the only nafkamina. If you assume that the essay de Shabbosan has a life of its own, right, like the Chiddush of the Ramban and so on, of course it's critical. Of course it's critical that this should be stated in Shabbos and Yantif as well. So this is the framework of this essay of Shabbos. What about when it comes to now Melechah Shabbos? Lamites malachos. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga, that mikra muat, very little in Chumash about lamites malachos. What do we find? There are a couple of malachos that are singled out. The Gemara later in Shabbos and Daf Sarivav Mabeis go through that sugya very well, because that's going to be a critically important sugya, the difference between avos and todos. First, in terms of definition, what is nav, what is a tolda, and nafkamina is la halacha between a nav and a tolda. The Gemara begins the sugya by telling us, Hotsa gufa hecha ksiva. Where is the pasuk in Chumash that tells us that Hotsa is among lamites malachos? The Gemara quotes the Teretz of Yochanan, it's based on the pasuk Shmos Perek Lamed Vav, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviro Kobamach and Aleimar. Ish v'isha yasa od malacha l'tshumas hakodesh. You don't have to do any more malacha in gathering that which is necessary for the Mishkan. And the pasuk says vayikal amehavi, and Klal Yisrael stopped giving all the matanos. They already gathered enough in order to fulfill the mitzvah, in order to see to it that the Mishkan would be built. So the pasuk refers to that as being a malacha. No? So what did it mean? The Gemara explains. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in Rishus HaRabim, telling Bnei Yisrael, Lo sakifu v'teisu m'shus yach l'shus HaRabim, you don't have to bring any more gifts from your home to where I am, to the Rishus HaRabim. That's referring to Hotsa, Rishus yach l'shus HaRabim. So a pasuk to tell us that Hotsa is among lamites malachos. Tells us the very beginning of Masechah Shabbos. Dav Beis Amaral, Dav Dermaskel Poshak, refers you to the Sugin Erev, and Dav Yitzayinu at Beis. The Gemara has another possible drasha. Shmos Tezayin, the Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ish Mim Komo, B'yom HaShvi. What does it mean, Al Yetze Ish Mim Komo? Does it mean you can't leave your place, or does it mean you cannot carry from your place? If you hold that there's a concept of Tchumim Daraisa, You could argue al yetze ish bimkomo is reference to tchumim. Otherwise, what does it mean al yetze ish bimkomo? Tosfos right, Shabbos beis amud aleph, a reference to hotzo. So Tosfos is already bothered. The very beginning of Masechet Shabbos, beis amud aleph masfa pasha. Go through that Tosfos very carefully. There's a posuk to tell us that hotzo is aser. Not only a posuk, two psukim Tosfos say that hotzo should be aser. Why is that necessary? You need psukim to tell us Melechet Shabbos. That's the Mishnah says, Mikra Muad. And what about every other Melecha? Tosfos writes the Teretz name of the Ri. Apparently there's something unique about Hotsa. Hotsa Melecha Giruahi. There's something deficient, something inferior about Hotsa, that it requires a posuk, even though the balance of Melechet Shabbos do not. We'll have to discuss again fairly soon. What exactly does that mean? Right, the Hotzah is a Melechet Giruah. In what sense? L'may nafka mina. The Tosfos points out an obvious distinction. Other Melechet Shabbos don't require a pasuk at all. And here all of a sudden a pasuk is necessary for Hotzah. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin gives another example. Shmos Perak Lamed Hei, Lo Sivaru Eish. Well, of course. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk? So the Gemara has two possibilities, Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi goes as far as to say that if the Torah says that this is aser, that's an indicator that it is not a malacha. Unbelievable. If the lav is mefurish bekra, it can't be a malacha. And that's the famous sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that havara is lelav yatzas. The fact that the Torah singles out kindling a flame is an iser is an indicator that it's not a malacha, because psukim are not necessary for lamites malachas. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita havara lav yatzas. We assume lahalach like Rabbi Nassan. What do you mean? Havara is certainly part of lamites malachas. Why does the Torah then single it out for a completely different concept? The concept of havara lechalik yatzas, the concept of chiluk malachas. But both Rabbi Yossi and Nassan share the same difficulty, that if it would be a malacha, for that you don't require a pasuk. So it's clear from the Gemara, psukim are not necessary. If you have a pasuk that's troublesome, what do you do with the pasuk? As in the case of a Sivar Oesh, and similarly Tosfos is kasha when it comes to Hotzah, if you need a pasuk, that's an indicator that it is not a malacha at all. Not that you need any rayas, but this is also clear from the parsha of Mekosha Sheitzim. Now, in Bemidbar, Perak Tezvav, the Mekosha Sheitzim was put to death for Chilul Shabbos. What malacha did the Mekosha Sheitzim do? That very daf in Shabbos, Tarivav Mabeis. The Gemara has several possibilities. Shmuel says, what did he do? He was Mavr Dar Amos Bushus Arabim. He Mekosha Sheitzim, and he was carrying it in Rishus Arabim. It's unbelievable, no? And what's the makor of Mavr Lamas Bushus Arabim? Take a look again at that Tosus. Dav Beis Amar Aleph, Dermaska Posha. Tosus refers you to the Gemara Sarivav Mabeis. Mavr Lamas Bushus Arabim is Amach Lamoshe Misinai. Yet the Torah just records a story of an individual killed for Chilul Shabbos for violating what malacha? Something which is a halach Lamoshe Misinai. It's clear that there was a mesor of Lamites Malachos, even though that these were not mentioned Chumash at all. There's no need for the Torah to tell us that this is considered to be a malach. If there's a pasuk, the Gemara is going to be bothered, why is that pasuk necessary? So if you don't need pasuk, so what then is the makar for lamites malachos? How do we know what is or is not considered to be a malach? Several possibilities. There's an interesting comment that the Zohar has, it's found in Parshas Pinchas, that the purpose of Shabbos is Bria Shamayim Varetz. Kisheshes Yamim. When we're Shabbos B'Shabbos, that's an indicator. That affirms our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Barei. The Zohar writes a Chiddush that all the lamites malachos kaviyachol are those activities that one must engage in for meleches chidush, for meleches yitzira. These are creative acts of creating a world. This is how we commemorate Ki Sheishes Yamim. We're going to discuss that line in Tosfos he mentioned about Hotzah being a Malacha Geruah. Right? There is a Ruah in Shabbos, in Simen Pei Beis, writes, why is Hotzah Malacha Geruah? Why does it seem to have different principles than every other Malacha? Exactly this point, the Zerua says. When it comes to Malachas Hotzah, or Zerua writes, Meikara Chefetz, Vahashta Chefetz. There's no Shinui in Chefetzah. Hotzah you would call Malachas Chidush, Malachas Yetzira. Hotzah is a creative act. Nothing changes. All the other Lamatas Malachos, there's a Shinui in Chefetz. Mashenki, when it comes to Hotzah, the Zerua writes, that's exactly the meaning of Hotzah as a Malacha Geruah. We'll have to discuss that. Tosfos doesn't write this. This is what the Zerua writes. That the reason Hotzah is so different is because what is forbidden on Shabbos is Meleches Chidush, Meleches Yetzira, and you wouldn't call Hotzah as a Meleches Chidush, a Meleches Yetzira. That's one possibility. Tosfos writes in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Wabeis another possibility for Melech HaShabbos, a very great Kiddush. The Torah tells us that the purpose of Shabbos is not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei, but also our observance of Shabbos underscores HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Manhig Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now Seres HaDibros in Shmos Perachaf, we observe Shabbos ki sheser yomim. In Veschanon, a very different reason. Ki eved hayisa b'mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban stresses. A very different focus for Shmir Shabbos. Shabbos commemorates the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is borei, but also hamachadish betuva b'chol yom tamid, and that is evident in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara writes, that's why it's necessary to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. We discussed a mitzvah, kiddush daraisa. That's sugi kosheishna, brachos chav, shvuos chav. There's a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. The Gemara writes, kiddush has to contain zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Gemara Pesachim Kufi Yitzayin is a gzera shava. Leman tizkras yom tzeis chameretz Mitzrayim koi mechayecha, and zachir sim ha-shabbos l'kadosho. Zachar Tizkar. Zechira Shabbos has to go hand in hand with Zechira. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tosfos then goes a step further. And Tosfos writes the name of the Medrash, a very great Kiddush. That if the purpose of Shabbos is that constant reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us from Mitzrayim, we are obligated on Shabbos to refrain from any form of avodah that we had to do when we were avodim to Paro and Mitzrayim. And Tosfos writes that the avodas parech that we had to do as avodim to Paro Mitzrayim, lametes malachos. That's what Tosfos writes. And Tosfos quotes Agamatri. Tosfos says, if you use atbash, the word parech is lametes. The pei corresponds to the vav and the resh to the gimel. That's Tosfos says chiddush. No, chav to the lamed, lametes. So Tosfos writes, the top Tosfos, Safim of Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. These are the more esoteric basis of Melech HaShabbos. Now for the Sukkot. Good Mem Tes and Mabez. What is the basis of Melech HaShabbos? So this Sukkot go through very well. The Gemara says the following. Our Mishnah tells us, Dafayin Gimel, Avos Melechas Aban Chasrachas. The Gemara says, Keneged me. What is the basis of Lama Tes Melechas? The Gemara calls two possibilities. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama tells us, Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. Mishkan. The Gemara quotes a second day, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yosef ben Lakonia, Keneged Malacha Malachto Meleche Shebetor. If you look at the number of times the Torah uses the term Malacha Malachto Meleches in all of Torah, 39. For the detailed calculation, take a look in Chiddush Ramban. It tells you, right, because if you look at all the times these terms are used, it seems to be more than Lamates. But the Ramban makes the following important ta'ara. This is a machlokes. The first day, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama is Mishkan. And the second day, Rav Shimon says, not true. Not Mishkan. Not Mishkan. Everything is Mishkan, no? How do you know what is an Av? How do you know what is a Tov? No? The Gemara we're going to see is going to ask us, Zora Bar Marakid, why are they three different malachos? Aren't they all forms of separating and sorting? The Gemara says, you're right, but since the Mishkan, they were all done independently, they're three different Avos. Mishkan. Everything is Mishkan, no? So take a look. The Ramban tells us, V'havi Yodea, Shaladivrei HaKol, certainly Mishkan will in fact be the Koveya. The Gemara is just adding, according to the second view, Ela Shematze Ben Smach B'minyin Malachos Shebetor. It's the first day in Ramban. There's an additional reference, an additional allusion to Lamates Malachos. Malacha Malachtam Leches. But everyone must agree on some level that Mishkan plays a critical role. And in fact, the very bottom of that Amud, Mem Tesamud Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa that tells us that Ein Chayavin Ela Malacha Shekayose Bo Haisa B'Mishkan. You want to know what is a Malacha on Shabbos? That which was done in the Mishkan. And the Gemara gives us examples. The Braisa tells us, Hey Mzoru, it was necessary to plant. Atem lo sizru, therefore Zaria is one of Lamates Malachos. Hem kotsru, atem lo tiktsru. Hem helosa krashim e karka la gala. They took the krashim from the karka Rosh Hashirabim to the gala, the Wagner Rosh Hashiyachid, and therefore, atem lo tachnisu. Very important chiddush, the Gemara is explicit, that hachnasa was found in the Mishkan. We'll have to discuss whether hachnasa is an av, Hafnasa is a tolda, but it's explicit in the Gemara. Hafnasa was found in the Mishkan. Whatever was done in Malachas HaMishkan, that serves as the basis of Lamites Malachas. Good? That, Alpi Migdal, that is our Makar, Mishkan. What exactly do we mean? Where do you see that that's true? Mishkan serves as the basis of Lamites Malachas. So you find this in several parshas. First, Rashi points this out in Parshas Kisisa, in Shmos and Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Regarding the whole Tzivui HaMishkan, Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Davar Bnei Yisrael Emor, Ach Eshev Sosei Tishmor. Look, I'm about to tell you all the halachos in the Mishkan, but I will preface it, Ach Eshev Sosei Tishmor. So Rashi explains that Va'ata, and you Moshe Rabbeinu, even though I commanded you to tell Knesset Yisrael everything they have to do regarding the Mishkan, it shouldn't be light in your eyes. Don't think that you can do so on Shabbos. That's the pasuk of Acheshev Sosei Tishmoru. That's what Rashi says, that the parsha of Meleches HaMishkan is prefaced Acheshev Sosei Tishmoru. That's the source of Mishkan. That's Parshas Kisisa. You find the same thing in the very beginning of Parshas Vayakel. Now in Paraklam, it Hayav Shmos and Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Aleph is Vayakel, Pasuk Beis, Sheshes Yomim Teyasim Malacha. Rashi comments, what do you mean Shabbos? Hikdim Lehem Shabbos, Letzibim Malachas HaMishkan, Lomar Shinodoches HaShabbos. Moshe Rabbein is about to tell Klal Yisrael all the details of Mishkan. Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Vayakel, right? The Smichus HaParshios indicates that Meleches HaMishkan is not Doche Shabbos. Interesting, two different Parshios. No? Kisisa Vayakel, not necessarily Akasha. Right? Parshas Kisisa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. There also the Torah tells us, Acheshev Sosei Tishmoru. Parshas Vayakel is Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Right? Sheish Yisem, Teyasa Malacha. That's sugi that I dealt with earlier. No, Yivamos Tavav Mad Aleph. There, the Gemara says something very different. There, the Gemara writes Tanya, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Yachol Yei Binyan Beis Hamikdash Doch Es HaShabbos. Tamalomar Es Shavsosai Tishmaru Umikdoshi Tiro. That's a very different Rasha, no? Kisisa and Vayakel, you could argue that's repetition of the same Rasha. No? One, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, good. The Gemara Yevamos raises such an issue. Maybe you would think that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Doche Shabbos, Tamad Lomar, Eshavsosai tishmoru as the preface, then mikdoshi tirau. Where's that apostle from? That's Parshas Kedoshim. That's Vayikra Yotet. It's an interesting Kiddush. Well, the Torah reiterates in Parshas Kedoshim. Eshavsosai tishmoru mikdoshi tirau. What Rashi quoted before, that's not mentioned in the Gemara, all that smichus. That's a mechilta that Rashi quotes. What you find in the Gemara, that Binyan HaMishkan and Binyan Beis HaMikdash not Toche Shabbos, that's derived from Vayikra Yotes. Hashem Sosai Tishmo Mikdoshi Tiro. It's an interesting chiddush. Why would you think that Melechus HaMishkan is Toche Shabbos? Why the need for two different drashos? It's Machlokas the Mechilta the Bavli. And the Chilta just simply says, look in Parshas Kisis, look in Parshas Vayakel. You'll see, before the Tziv we have Mishkan, the Torah tells us, Ach Heshav Sosei Tishmaro, Rishesh Yisraelim Teyasem Alokha. And the Gemara quotes to Parshas Kedoshim. Is this one halacha, two separate halachos? Why would you think that you're allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan on Shabbos, that you require a Posa to tell us differently? So it's interesting. If you look in the Gemara, look in the Mechilta, the Havaminas are very, very different. What's the theme of that whole Sugya of Amos Davav? What's this whole Sugya doing there? Because that is the Sugya of Esed Ochalosis. The Havamina the Gemara deals with Yevamos and Davav is an Esed Ochalosis Sugya that maybe the mitzvah of Asay Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochem should be Doche Yisrei Shabbos. That's the context of the sugya. That connects to what we discussed earlier. But what do you mean? Kares, lav, and essay. Ein esidu chalosa save essay. If you look in the Mechilta, people learn this Rashi all the time. No one can see Savayakel. But take a look in the Mechilta. The Mechilta is a very different possibility entirely. The possibility that Binyan HaMikdash or Binyan HaMishkan is Doche Shabbos is based on Avoda. That's the Chiddush that the Mechilta writes. Avoda is Doche Shabbos. The Torah says, B'moado, you bring Karbanos on Shabbos. No, you're going to offer a Karban Tamid, you're going to offer a Karban Musaf. Ah, you'll tell me it's Chol Shabbos? The answer is, what do you mean? Avoda is Doche Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Mechilta. If Avod is Doche Shabbos, the Avod which is done on the Mizbeach is Doche Shabbos, so shouldn't the creation of the Mizbeach be Doche Shabbos? A Kavachomer, based on the Parsha B'Moado. That's interesting Chiddush the Mechilta writes. Nothing to do with Esed Ochalos Asay. But just as the Torah tells us that Avod is Doche Shabbos, so too, shouldn't you assume that the binyan, hamishkan or beis hamikdash, which is necessary with tzarach avoda, and the Mechilta says explicitly, kagon natal karno shel mizbeach. What about the following case? The mizbeach became posel on Shabbos. Well, karbanos adocha Shabbos. So maybe one is allowed to do that which is necessary to repair the mizbeach on Shabbos, in order to see to it that the avoda continues. That's the drush of the Mechilta that no, ach eshav sosai tishmoru, sheish yisem tiyasa malacha, that no, b'moadol tells us a carbon which is kavul ozman, that is doche Shabbos, but not binyan beis hamikdash, not binyan hamishkan, even that type of binyan which is necessary in order to ensure that the avoda would continue. These are two very different parshios entirely. No? The Havamim of the Gemara, based on Parshas Kedoshim, to invoke Esed Ochalos Asay. Whenever it comes to Esed Ochalos Asay, have a difficulty. Kares, Lav and Asay, Be'idna. The Drashas on the Chilta is very different. Nothing to do with Esed Ochalos Asay. The Drashas is simply based on Avodas HaKarbanos, which is Doche Shabbos. So too, the creation of the Kli itself should be Doche Shabbos. And that's the answer that no, that's the whole smichus of Sheshes Yomim. So two very different makoros that we learn both from Mishkan that Melechus HaMishkan are not Dochim. For the next year, take a look at the Psicha of the Eglita. When we argue that Mishkan is the basis for Lamates Melechos, what aspect of Mishkan are we referring to? Binyan HaMishkan, Avodas HaKarbanos, Avodas HaMishkan. And take a look at the Mar Makomas Eglital Kos. Go take a look at that sugi and the Tzadi Tesimud Beis carefully. Go through with the Rashis. Take a look at the Mishnah and the Tzadi Beis and Aleph, the sugi of Hotsa. Right, Rashi quotes the Yushalmi, Rav Haigam, the Eglital writes, the fundamental Machlokas Yushalmim. Mishkan is the basis of Lamatas Melachos. Does it only mean Binyan HaMishkan? Or does it even extend to Avodas HaKarbanos? This should be very critical. All Lamatas Melachos, do I have to find its source in Binyan? Or is it enough to say that, look, if you're going to offer a Karban, you're going to offer a Mincha, this is what you must do, and therefore that serves as the basis of Lamatas Melachos. And are there any nafkaminas as to whether the basis of Melachos stems from Binyan HaMishkan, or whether it includes even cases of Avodas HaKarbanos? So if you can, Chazar again, by way of Hakdama, when we do the particular Melachos, I'll give you ample Mar Makomos in advance to take a look at to be able to do before Shir. Just by way of Hakdama, simply use this in purposes of Chazara, and then take a look if you can at the Psicha of the Eglital for the next Shir. Tomorrow we'll be having Shir at 11 o'clock. We won't do Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll do some issues of Inyan Ed Yom and Parshas HaShavu, and then Mirz Hashem the next year will be a Masechta Shabbos.